How's that?
That's great. So it is the next day. What is today? The 7th? Today is December 7th. 2013. We're in Peoria, Arizona, talking to Joe McCord. And we left it off yesterday in 1963. You were living with a family in San Leandro. You had been working on the campaign of a judge who was running for attorney general, and he didn't win. You had told a story. We'd sort of jumped back and forth a little bit in time, but you just told a story about meeting Richard Nixon the year and a half or so after the convention in Chicago, and he asked you how your daughter was. So, from
prodigious memory.
Yeah. So from San Leandro, is that when you moved to Fremont?
Well, we were living, just your mother and me. We just had an apartment in San Leandro.
And three kids. We're talking 1963.
63?
Yeah, so Kathy, Kevin, and me.
You weren't born until... Oh, yes, you were.
I was born in 61. 60. Yeah.
Okay, and I was working at the full-time for the Air National Guard.
Okay. So after you left Standard Oil and went back to working?
Long.
Right. But you went back to... So this was after you graduated, after the insurance company, you went back to working full-time for the Air National Guard.
No, the job with the judge is in between.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, the judge. So then after that, then you went back to working for the Air National Guard.
Full-time.
So, right, so you were considered full-time military.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's called FTTD, and I could tell you what it means, but it's not important. It just means... It's the same as being on active duty.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, then what?
So, how did we end up moving to Fremont? My mom always said that you looked at the choice of towns and you picked Fremont because it had a good sort of democratic working class ethic, but. Were you still a Republican, or did you, or the whole incident?
Still was.
Right. The whole incident with the John Birch Society hadn't happened
yet. Yeah, that hadn't happened yet. So, I was a member of what's called the Republican Assembly, and it was mostly moderates.
Mm-hmm.
And we met monthly, and like most of them, it's more of a debating society than... any real action, although during campaigns we were expected to coordinate our activities with campaign committees. Well, an interesting thing happened, whichever year it was, and somewhere in there. We had an election, and I was elected president of the group, but some total strangers were elected to almost every other position, except treasurer. That woman who was elected treasurer, I knew who she was. Well, what had happened was these guys waited until the election, and they showed up and, did we have same-day registration to vote? I think we did.
Mm-hmm.
And they just took over the meeting and voted everyone else, their people, in
right.
by just sheer weight of numbers. And the same woman as treasurer, it turned out she was the inside person and saw that this group was ripe for takeover.
Mm.
And since she was treasurer, she knew how much money we had. And I said, well, why did you elect me as president? And she said, oh, we figured we could handle you. It's not exactly a compliment.
Yeah.
So it culminated with, I had some people down from Sacramento, and we were having a meeting, and I was in charge, and they started disrupting the meeting, just interrupting and standing on the floor and shouting all sorts of things. Now, they weren't necessarily a majority. This is a bigger meeting.
Right.
But they just made all sorts of noises, and the guy from Sacramento, he said, you're going to put up with this? order him to sit down, you know, restore order, and they wouldn't do it. And I guess I just got disgusted. So I left. Well, then they took over the meeting and elected somebody else as president. And I was so disgusted with them at this point, I didn't care. Mm-hmm. I really didn't. So then there was one other meeting with a U.S. senator. Oh, dear, what was his name? Yeah, I'll think of it. And I went to it. And when they introduced their president, I stood up and said, he's not the president. I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I addressed the senator directly. And I said, Senator, I appeal to you to not put up with this. These people stole our organization. They took all of our money. And they chased out most of the good people who didn't want to be part of it. They were virtuous. And he just sat there like a bump on a log and didn't do anything. So I was escorted out. And with that, I didn't leave yet, but I was just thoroughly disgusted with these folks.
Yeah.
It took me a little while to find out who they were. You know, because they came out of nowhere.
Right.
So, all right, now by this time, I know what it was. I was working on Nelson Rockefeller's campaign.
Nelson Rockefeller, this was so 64, he was running for the Republican nomination for president, right.
So I worked on his campaign, and I was in charge of Alameda County.
Mm-hmm.
And we won Alameda County, which was interesting because the senator was a statewide director for Goldwater, but we beat him in this county he lived in, which was Alameda County.
Right.
And I worked with George, why can't I remember these names?
Because it was 50 years
ago.
Yeah,
I suppose so. Anyway, on my side was a fellow named George.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, you met Rockefeller.
We have a picture of I haven't seen it for years, but I remember we had a picture of Rockefeller signing Kevin's cast.
Okay. But you met him.
I would have been, 2 years old.
Well, 64.
60, well.
Four.
Well, I was born in 61. So in 60, so in 64, I would have turned three.
All right. And another disgusting thing happened. We had all these badges, Rockefeller badges, and one was a huge one like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was planning for you to wear it when you met Rockefeller. And I had it with a display of other badges.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody took it.
Oh.
Pissed me off royally, but I had no idea, so what can you do?
Yeah.
I thought we had attached it to a board, but hadn't tied it down securely, and somebody just came and ripped it off. I am getting more, how do I put this? When you're disgusted, you turn bitter.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word? I'll think of it.
Okay.
Anyway, more and more and more, just with people, because of all these things that had happened. But beside the point, you did meet him. You were quite small.
Yeah.
And he did sign Kevin's cast.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And I had a chance to be one-on-one with him for about an hour. He was staying with somebody we got who owned a large, not a yacht, but a large boat in the Oakland Estuary.
Mm-hmm.
Alameda Estuary. So Rocky was invited to stay overnight, and I was invited to meet him. So I went into the bedroom, and here's what I remember from this. And he said, Do you mind if I take off my shoes and kick back? Of course not, Mr. Rockefeller. Well, Michael, the only thing, and I was going to introduce, I was getting ready to be a reporter for George, for the News Register.
Right, the Fremont News Register.
Mm-hmm. I thought I would practice on Rockefeller.
Okay.
And the only thing I can take away from that is when he took off both shoes, his big toes were sticking out through the socks.
Huh.
I thought, here's one of the richest men in the country, and he can't afford a new pair of socks. But probably what happened, he didn't bother trimming his toenails, and they just punched right through the socks. And I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that that's what happened. But all I could see, I was at the foot, he was laying down, and I was at his feet, and there was those two big toes sticking up. That's all I remember from that interview.
You're just fixated on the toes.
I was. I thought, wow. Okay, so.
So then at that point, we're probably already living in Fremont if you were trying to get a job at the News Register.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
And this George was in charge of, he was the publisher of the Fremont News Register.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't live in Fremont. He lived up in Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we lived in Fremont.
Well, he also owned the Hayward Review,
yes.
Right? Right. So was the News Register just starting in town?
No.
Okay.
No. His father had it for decades.
Oh, all right.
So he was taking it over from his father.
Fremont itself was a relatively new town. I mean, I think it was incorporated in what, 55?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But the city without the name of Fremont had been there a long, long time.
Right.
It goes back to the days of the early movie making.
Right.
When they made a lot of movies in Mission in Niles.
In Niles, right. Chaplin had his SNA studios in Niles.
Right. And a lot of big stars of the day would come up and they would make, particularly the Oters.
The whom now?
Oters. OATERS.
Mm-hmm.
Oter. Like horse movies.
Oh, okay. Right. Right. Sorry, I thought you were saying somebody's name.
No.
Yeah. So Niles now has, just a sidebar, they have a Chaplin festival. Because I have friends of mine who still live in Los Angeles and work in the film preservation and restoration business that I used to work in. Told me, you know, he went up to, he said, I was in your hometown. We went up to Niles for the Chaplin Festival, which didn't exist when we lived there.
Okay. By the way, in the not too distant future,
yeah,
I'm going to have.